Okay, Brian, test your mic.
Test, test. 1, 2, 3. One,
good.
Two, three.
Kareem.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Kareem, you're not talking.
Mr. Seaside, you.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, yeah, make sure when you talk that you're like talking directly, both of you. So I'll put it in between the both of you. All right, Jamal, test your mic.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
You good?
Testing, testing. 3, 2, 1.
You good? Gosh.
Testing.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to be different.
And Alexis?
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
All right, so we're all good. Okay, so now we're going to start the show. Two, three,
four, you could have been at 2, 4, 6, 8.
You got to
test it.
All phones on vibrate.
Yep.
Already.
Okay. 99 Jams, your girl, Super Cindy. Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Well, we are here. Community matters. You know it's all about the community. And this morning, I am so excited because in the building, I have members of the Boys and members of the Boys and Girls Club of Broward County. Make some noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes. So let me introduce my guests. First, I have Brian Quayle, who's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, thank you for having us.
I have the president, y'all. Like, I'm important, you know that?
Exactly.
And Kareem Edwards, who's the director of development. Good morning, Kareem.
Good morning.
Yes. And I have Christine, who didn't want to talk, but I forced her to talk. She's the club director of the Nanox Club.
Yo.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. I also have Jamal. He's a junior at Dillard, and he's part of the Reitman Fort Lauderdale Club.
What's up? What's up?
And Eric, who's a senior at Dillard. He's part of the Nanox Club.
Word is bond. What's up? What's up?
Oh, everybody's trying to sound cool now. Yeah, honey, what up? All right, I have the beautiful Thais, who's a senior at MacArthur. She's part of the Hyzinga Club in Hollywood.
Okay, I don't have nothing cool to say, but hey, good morning.
Exactly. And Alexis, who was a sophomore, but she looked like a senior, who goes to St. Thomas Aquinas High School. And she's part of the Lester H. White Fort Lauderdale, well, Davy Club.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. So, and I just wanted to say that all of these teenagers in the building were honored by being named the Youth of the Year.
Yes.
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 And then Mr. Quiet himself, Eric, he's actually the Youth of the Year of the whole Broward County. So all of you are Youth of the Year, though. So
yeah.
High five to all of you. So I am super excited because I visited the Boys and Girls Club before and had so much fun. I hosted like a cheerleading squad competition.
Yes, yes.
The energy was insane. Everybody was professional. The club is super clean. And everybody had a great time. So, Mr. President, Brian, I want to ask you, please tell us, what is the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, the Boys and Girls Club is a youth-serving organization. We serve young adults and youth ages 6 to 18. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do is help them in math and reading programs. But more importantly for our youth who are here with us this morning, the teens, what we try to do is to set a career path for them, expose them to college and career opportunities. And we're just so, so proud of our young people and actually the four youth that we have here this morning. Couldn't be prouder. They're Broward County's finest.
Yes.
Each of them are their respective Youth of the Years. And with Mr. Eric being the 2018 Broward County Youth of the Year, we're real proud of him because after winning here, he'll go on to state competition. And if he can win states, it's regionals. And then ultimately nationals. So this is as a part of the Boys and Girls Club network, just a really, really big opportunity.
That's awesome. But you say the Youth of the Year, what did you guys have to do? Because he's saying head youth of Broward, the whole Broward, what competition? What are you doing? Tap dancing, rapping, saying your ABCs, your math problems? Like, what is it the competition about?
Well, all the youth of the year that was selected from each club of Broward County, they went ahead and we worked on our speech abilities and our speech and skills, punching up, getting really introducing ourselves properly and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's important.
And then after that, we just basically talked about and gave speeches about how the club impacted our lives. And,
awesome.
You know.
So your speech basically impacted,
yes.
Like totally everybody's hearts were warm and mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that. Okay, so Kareem, I want to ask you, what are some of the programs, because Brian just discussed some of them, but more in detail, like name some of the programs at the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow, we have numerous programs. We have,
does it vary by location?
There's some programs that are countywide. Okay. For example, Brian mentioned the iReady program and our Power Hour. So our academic programs, education programs are countywide.
Okay.
But then you have various clubs. Alexis attends the Lester H. White Club, who has a recording studio.
Okay.
The Nan Knox Club, the Nan Knox Club actually has a wood shop, and they have an aviation program.
How
we have
cool.
a club in North Lauderdale that has a culinary program. Members can actually earn a food handler certificate.
How cool is that? So, Christine, you're a club director. What does being a club director mean? What are the duties as a club director?
Well, as a club director, you're in charge of your staff. Mm-hmm. But for me, most importantly, I think my relationship with the kids is important. After 19 years,
hey,
I've seen
can
kids.
I give you a round of applause? 19 years, get it?
And I've seen kids that have excelled by being a Boys and Girls Club member, and now they're doing some really, really good things. And to see them come back and their kids come back to the club is a big thing, because that means that it meant something to them in order for their kids to be attending the club now.
So, how, like, what is it like? Because you said the ages of the kids that are there. Yes. What's the ages again?
Ages 6 to 18. And I think one of the things that we're really, really proud of, we're one of the largest clubs in the nation. We're actually the sixth largest club in the United States of America. Last year, we served over 12,300 youth.
Amazing.
They had over 630,000 visits and spent 2.9 million hours in the club.
Wow.
Our membership, in terms of the makeup of our membership, 66% of our kids live in a single-parent-headed household. 86% are on free and reduced lunch program in their school. And about 78% of our kids actually attend Title I schools, which are normally those schools that are under-resourced. Mm-hmm. So where the Boys and Girls Club steps in is that we become, we like to say, the second home for our youth. Yep. Leadership like Christine and Kareem and others, they really help to get to know our kids and to be there for our kids day in, day out, where in a single-parent-headed household, they just need not a hand out, but a hand up.
Okay.
And
I like
so
that.
What we do is real important. And the four youth that we have here today are great examples
awesome.
Of kids who have been with us in the club and kids who are going places. I tell
I
you
love
right
it.
Now,
we are.
They're going to be the who's who. And Thais is saying, yeah, we are. Yes, you will. So
I love it. So I want to, like, let's talk to the kids now, the teenagers, the young adults. I want to call you guys kids. Because
oh,
I definitely want to go back to the three of you to discuss. You know, the club again and more in detail,
sure.
the process of going to the club and all that. So, first of all, Jamal, so you're a junior at Dillard. How long have you been a member of the Boys and Girls Club?
I've been a member of the Boys and Girls Club since about 7 years old.
Wow. So about, how old are you now, 16, 17?
17.
Wow,
so
10 years. How do you think the Boys and Girls Club impacted you know, the way you think, the way you grew up, the way you move?
The Boys and Girls Club, it helped me to become a grateful person because at first I really didn't want to go because, like, summer camp issues. But
yeah.
actually attending and really getting into it at the club, I really began to love it. And now I'm a grateful person. I love helping people out, and I actually want to go on to give a helping hand.
Oh, that's why you're the Youth of America of the Year. I like Youth of America. Youth of the World. So, exactly.
The universe, the galaxy.
All right, so, Eric, you're the Youth of the Year of Broward County.
Yes.
How has the Boys and Girls Club affected you and impacted you? How long have you been a member there?
Well, I've been a member since I was 10 to 9 years old. I remember I was coming from fifth grade, so about 10 years old. And I first started going to Lauder Levine in North Lauderdale.
Okay.
And then around seventh grade year, I came back and went to Nanox for the rest. And I've been in Nanox ever since seventh grade, so that's about 5 years there. So altogether, like 7 years.
When you guys are members of the Boys and Girls Club so long, you see the same teenagers, so you guys all grow up. Yeah. So is your best friend from your high school or from the Boys and Girls Club?
Man.
Or do you have different sets of friends?
There's different sets. Yeah, but I'm grateful to meet the people that I've had both in school and out inside the club because they're great people. And as we start to grow together, you know, those are bonds that will last forever.
Yeah, I love that. Let me go to the ladies now. So, Thais, you're a senior at MacArthur High. Mm-hmm. You go to the Hyzinga Club in Hollywood. So how long have you been a member of the club?
I've actually been going to the club since I was 7, so 11 years now.
Awesome. I like the fact that you guys have been there so long. So how do you think the club has impacted your thoughts and the way you move and the way you grew up?
Well, the club truly did, like, change the direction in which I was going. Mm-hmm. They really, like, had me focus and stay on top of my schooling. I just learned a lot, and with all the opportunities the club offered me, I was able to do a lot with my life and, you know, be this great leader I am today.
I love that. So you're a senior. What are your plans?
So far, what it's looking like, I might go to FIU.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to become a physician, ultimately.
Okay, good. Because when I get old, I need,
I'll take care of you.
I'm
going to
call you. In case I don't have insurance, you got to look out for me, okay? Yeah. Remember, I interviewed you when you were younger.
And Thais is also employed at her club as well.
Yes.
So you work there, too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into that a little bit later. Let me, go through this. But that's awesome. Okay, so you guys employ some of the teens as well. Okay,
and we'll go into that a little bit later on.
I love
on
that. So you're not at the mall searching for a job from store and the food
what
court.
Saying, what you saying, man?
I'm not dissing that. I'm just saying the fact that it was convenient that you grew up in the whole Boys and Girls Club.
Well, actually, my first job was at Taco Bell, but I got it through the Boys and Girls Club because
job placement.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were partnership with us, or they still are. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys, his name was Mr. O'Neill. He's, like, in charge of all the Taco Bells in Broward County. Mm-hmm. And he met me. You know, we got along very well. He offered me the job. I took it. And then when it was time that there was a job at my club, I took it.
That's awesome. So it's not just working at the Boys and Girls Club
directly. Yeah, they help you anywhere
job
else.
Job placement. Yeah. That's amazing. And those companies know that they're getting the best of the best
you
of
got
the
it.
Youth.
Yeah. Yes.
That's awesome.
True.
That's good to put on your resume when you're applying for college. I love it. And Alexis, you're a sophomore at St. Thomas Aquinas. You're the youngest guest here. Hey. And how long have you, go to the Lester H. White, Fort Lauderdale Davie club. How long have you been a member of the Boys and Girls Club?
For 10 years now.
Don't get shy now. Hello.
I've been.
So for 10 years.
Yes.
And how do you think the Boys and Girls Club has affected, you know, the way you think, the way you move?
It affected me so much that it helped me prepare to be the woman that I am today, because I think without the Boys and Girls Club, like, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, interviewed on 99 Gems. I'll probably be like at home bored.
Lost
on the street. Yeah. So Boys and Girls Club really helped me shape my life up.
So I'm gonna speak to you guys further, but I really wanted to know, what is the process of becoming a member? Like right now, someone's listening and they have children, and the kids are home alone by themselves every day after the mom's at work and they're at home. What is the process of getting your child into the Boys and Girls Club?
Well, the process is really easy. Mm-hmm. We have 11 clubs in Broward County, from Carver Ranches to Deerfield Beach. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you're age 6 in the first grade, you're able to tap into one of those clubs in your area. And you don't actually have to live in that community, because you can be a member of any club in Broward County.
Oh, so it could be like the club closest to the mom's job.
Yes, and that's the case that you deal with too, which is a good thing. So they'll come in for orientation. Orientation is about 45 minutes. Each club has different dates and times for the orientation. Mm-hmm. For ages 6 and 7, we require the birth certificate. And for age 6, we require that proof of them being in the first grade.
Okay.
So they can be a member of the Boys and Girls Club. So fairly easy, $15 a year.
$15 a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a dollar something a month.
$15 a year.
What? And then they get food?
They
and
have snack every day and supper every day.
6 days a week.
Six days a week.
Wow.
Monday through Saturday.
So President?
Yes, ma'am.
Where does the money come from that you pay for people to get fed, the employees? Where does the funding come from?
Great question. It comes from generous donations within our community. Mm-hmm. We, again, are one of the largest clubs in America. We operate on a $15 million operating budget annually. Mm-hmm. We know that our families are struggling. 51% of our members also live in families that have an income of less than $20,000 annually. Mm. So the charge of our board and the volunteers that we have, we go out and raise the money so we can help families again to be able to, you know, meet the challenges each and every day. And I think one of the things with our food program, we were the first club in the state of Florida and the first after-school program in the state of Florida to enact the snack and hot meal program in 2011. Since that time, we've served over 5 million snacks and hot meals in our 12 club locations. So when I look at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County, I have great pride of what we've been able to accomplish as a team. And as Christine was saying, we do not turn any child away.
Wow.
Our facilities are intentionally placed in areas in our community that need us most. Mm-hmm. And again, because of the demographics where we put our clubs, we get to work with great kids, and we're very blessed that people in the community entrust their most valuable assets, and that's their children to us. So we work real hard to make sure that we keep them safe, keep them fed, but more importantly, we help in the process of educating them, but more importantly, being role models and mentors. And I think each of our distinguished Youth of the Year mm-hmm. panelists would say that there has been somebody at the club over the course of their lifetime who have been there for them. And as the president and CEO of the organization, I'm truly blessed because every day when my feet hit the floor, I know I'm impacting the life of a kid. And I may not know all 12,300 members, but I know I have a great team who does. And I know that there are great kids that are going to grow up to be great adults. And as we're seeing our alumni now, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're teachers,
I love
they're
that.
Politicians,
they come back, right, to show
they're
love.
Entertainers. I mean, you name it, we got it going on here in Broward County.
I love it. And Kareem, you and I were discussing like the celebrities that grew up in the Boys and Girls Club. Yep. Name some of the people that we may
local
not know.
Celebrities. Rick Pardy got his start in radio.
Hey, Rick.
In the
I
Boys
didn't know
Club.
That. Cool.
Big Man Kelly attended
yes.
the Lester White
Our
Club.
Our Hot 105 family people.
Yep. And then, of course, that guy, what's his name, Denzel?
That guy, Denzel Washington.
Well, you know, there's also another local guy, Jason Derulo.
Jason
Hyzinga Club. Hyzinga Club.
So. Brian, I heard you're a great Jason Derulo fan. You want to karaoke one of his songs right now?
You know, we don't have enough time for that, but I can tell you what.
Next episode.
You know, Jason is a very, very special person. And might as well announce it here as a shout out on your program.
Yeah.
Jason will be honored this year at our national conference as being Boys and Girls Club of America Alumni Hall of Fame.
Woo!
Yep. The first alumnus who will be in the Boys and Girls Club of America Hall of Fame. We're really proud of Jason and what he's accomplished.
That's
awesome.
A Dilla Panther right there. That's a Dilla Panther.
That's
Jason.
Who's
Dilla,
right? Whose club?
Hyzinga.
Oh, that's my club right there.
Hollywood.
Can't you see the competition just flowing in this room right now?
Yep. So when you guys, I want not to like Debbie Downer the situation, but I wanted to know, a lot of parents, some parents are like at the end of their rope with their children. They don't know, they're not behaving in school, they're not doing the right thing. Do you guys take on those type of children and try to guide them? Or like, how does that process work? Is there a limit of when you're like, okay, we, you know?
Well, every club has rules, of course.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what I've found through being in clubs and running clubs is that kids treat the club like grandma's living room on Sunday. When I was growing up, no matter what, on Sunday, if you went over grandma's house, you didn't go in the living room. You didn't sit on the couch. It was covered in plastic, and kids just didn't
those respects.
And you, and you behave differently at grandma's house. So no matter what the kids do out in the community, they understand the rules in the club, and they understand that they want to be there. So mm-hmm. they comply with those rules. The other thing, the way our clubs are set up, they're boys and girls clubs. They aren't men or women clubs.
Yeah.
So when kids come in the club, they know that it's their club.
Yeah.
It's their paintings on the wall. Programming is designed either for their benefit or for their pleasure, and everything is custom tailored to them.
And we always say that, you know, the most important thing is that a club member or a member will either make a decision to walk into a club or away from a club.
Mm.
So if we don't have good programs to speak to our youth, we won't attract them and keep them. And so we're working really hard right now and on what are the strategies that we can help our young people, like our workforce development initiative to get kids jobs, our, you know, our college and career opportunities, just to get kids exposed to things. We got a whole construction, culinary arts focus. I mean, you know, soon to open hopefully some additional teen centers that will be opening at each of the clubs. So we got a lot of work to do. We're really proud of what we've accomplished, but we got a lot more to take on. And
But there's a lot of hope. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like when I'm listening to you speak and I see, you know, the youth today, our young people that are in here speaking about, you know, their relationship with the Boys and Girls Club, it just feels a lot of love and a lot of hope. And that's what people need nowadays, because a lot of people don't have hope. So for someone, okay, so you said it, that you don't turn away any child. And so when they get out of school, is there a bus or they have to find their own way? Like, what's the process of them getting to the club after school?
It's a combination.
Okay.
We work in partnership with the school district to, you know, those schools that have buses that are directly to our routes to clubs.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Through a great partnership through the sheriff's office, through the Law Enforcement Trust Fund. This past year, we received $100,000 where the sheriff's office is helping to provide transportation to kids to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christine could tell you at the Nan Knox Club just some of the things we're doing there in terms of reaching out and making sure you know, kids have the opportunity.
Yes. At our club, with the busing is very, very good. Because you don't want the kids really walking from some of the areas that they have to walk from. So the busing is good. And at the Nan Knox unit, we have the aviation program, which allow the kids to be in a plane simulation. So they're able to actually be in a situation where they're flying a plane, learning about the ins and outs of aviation. And then we have the marine technology, which allows them to learn about marine tech.
Mm.
And I think last year or the year before, our kids actually won a boat contest, and it's called the Regatta. Plywood Regatta. And they were able to, they compete each year, but I think they won last year or the year before they won, and they've been nominated in the past years as well. So they're learning new things that they can take into their careers, a skill they can take with them and home it, because for them, it's their club, and it's what they like to do. So they're there.
I love that. So let me speak to the youth again. So Jamal, I'm going to come to you first. What are your long-term goals? What is it that you want to do?
What I want to do when I graduate high school, first I want to go to college.
Yes.
And I want to go to college for business to get my business degree.
Okay.
Also, I would like to grow up and become a Major League Baseball player.
Okay. But you need to know your business to become a baseball player, because you need to sign those contracts and know what you're signing.
Yep.
And know those endorsements and all that.
Yeah, and I'm going to need a backup plan just in case that baseball doesn't work out.
When after you finish the seasons and all that and your career.
After I retire.
Yeah,
start
exactly.
my own business.
And what does the, like, what program, because you go to the Reitman in Fort Lauderdale, what programs do you utilize there? Like, you walk into the Boys Club, what do you find yourself being a magnet to more? Like, you use it often.
Well, now, I work there now, but over the summer, I would say I was mainly in the team room, like, hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But around supper time and snack, I would leave the team room and go help set up and help pass out snacks and help clean up.
Cool.
Rather than just sitting there just all day in the same spot like most of the kids would do. And I would try to encourage some of them to come and help, but, you know, some of them be like, nah, I don't want to do it. It's hard. You go ahead. I leave me alone.
Do they let you guys, like, interact with the younger kids, maybe? Like the 6, 7, 8-year-olds? Do you guys get to talk to them?
Oh, I work there, so.
Oh, so you work
I take
there,
care
so.
Of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what does it mean to take care of them? Like, what do you do? Like, do you talk to them? Do you...
I mean, well, I'm in the game room, so I supervise the area with
6 to 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just play games. Like, they're playing pool, popper mm-hmm. shot, things like that. And I'll watch them. And sometimes they'll be like, hey, can you play with me? Or if someone's crying or they need a friend, they always come to me and like, oh, I need someone to talk to. I need advice. And, you know, I'm just there for them. I'm just that role model there in the room. That's watching them also.
I love that. And it's good that you know that because you know what yeah. your role is to be mm-hmm. a role model.
Yeah.
That's really good. And what about you, Alexis? Do you work at the club as well?
No.
Your club? So what programs there do you find yourself being a magnet to in you? Because your club has a recording studio in it, but yeah. you and I were speaking earlier and you're like, I don't really go to the recording studio. What is it that you go to? What do you...
When I go to the Boys and Girls Club, I'm like everywhere. So mm-hmm. like I'd rather be in a gym, like shooting basketball mm-hmm. with like the girls, or I'm at the front desk or filing papers, or the game room, like Tai mm-hmm. said, just mm-hmm. talking to the girls if they have any advice. But I'm basically like everywhere, and like knowing that you could be at the Boys and Girls Club and like you have little kids looking up to you, it's mm-hmm. like it's a good feeling because you show that you made a difference in somebody's life. Like, that person knows that you care about them. So every time I walk into the Boys and Girls Club, it's just happiness. Good vibes.
And she is like,
good vibes
yes.
only. Good vibes only.
And you know that you have to be on top of your game because so yeah. many people are looking mm-hmm. up to you.
So if I do something wrong, they're going to be like, Alexis.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
What happened? So we are speaking to members of the Boys and Girls Club and the top dogs of the Boys and Girls Club. We're going to pay some bills right now. We'll be right back. It's Community Matters. Your girl, Super Cindy. 99 Jams.
I was only the first half. Thais. You go.